Sorry. Good morning. Let's try again with the recording this time. Because so many of you are not able to attend this online video presentation. We are now going through the different steps of the group work, and I was very happy to see that you had submitted this first task of the assignment. You had collected the information regarding the potentially harmful compounds in the environment. And this group of compounds is very challenging because the range of the physical and chemical properties of the compounds are from the very volatile, very water-soluble compounds up to the metals. This benzene, toluene, ethylbenzene, and xylene co-occurs with this gasoline fraction of hydrocarbons, benzene, and it's very, very relevant case since we have plenty of cases in Finland where the source of the contamination has been actually oil or gasoline spill or leakage of the tank, which means fresh pollution. Gasoline itself is very biodegradable and volatile, and it is possible to remove it from the environment by biological methods. And if you have time, those compounds will disappear. Or what happens, unfortunately, they end up to the groundwater, and then we have a big problem and how to clean groundwater. Then we have also this medium chain hydrocarbons, which represent so-called diesel fraction. And this is probably the most common source of contaminants in Finland. And for now on, we use this our case here in Jyväskylä, Nuuskakuja, which is actually contaminated by diesel fraction. And we will continue this assignment with Nuuskakuja hydrocarbon contaminated soil in the lab work ENVS-1148. We will measure hydrocarbon concentration in different layers of the soil, and we will do different extractions and treatments for the contaminated soil in order to enhance the remediation. Then there were one group who selected lead, and you can find easily cases with lead contamination. Adu had taken wider range of heavy metals, and I think he has to pick some of these compounds. Then there were one group which was selecting the group of heavy metals like chromium, copper, and arsen. And for that group, there are plenty of possible contamination cases in Finland, which are related to impregnation, salt impregnation of timber. And in good old times, it was done by arsen, copper, and chromium. But now I think the only salt which is allowed is copper. Then I forgot to mention that there were also group polyaromatic hydrocarbons, which are also related quite often with the wood in the impregnation, but there are also other sources where polyaromatic hydrocarbons are common. Then the Finnish speciality of soil contamination is this chlorinated phenols, which is so common that for example, in the drinking water guidelines, chlorinated phenols were mentioned specially in the degree of the drinking water quality. That was exception in Finland, and that occurred until 2017, when this list of special compounds in drinking water was harmonized more to represent the selection of harmful compounds in Europe in general. And and then we have one case with zero fibers. This relates to the contamination of sediment. There were one pulp factory in Tampere with released all these fibers, cellulose fibers, into the lake. That wouldn't happen anymore because these fibers are valuable as a product, and this kind of wasting of good material is not allowed anymore. And the factory was practicing during the time when all kind of compounds were used in the paper and pulp industry, which are now totally banned. But in the so-called good old times, they used mercury, they used chlorinated phenols, they used heavy metals in the treatment, but not anymore. Okay, so you have selected a problem, and now you should go and try to find a suitable site that includes that kind of contamination. You can go to this whole page and try to scan through the different kind of permits and decisions from local ELY centers. Or then you can go to Google and just put your problematic compound and then contaminated soil or contaminated groundwater, and you can find lot of decisions also by that way. Okay, and as I mentioned already in the beginning, we are following these instructions by Finnish authorities, how this remediation process goes on, and we have to modify and skip some steps, but definitely you have now selected the problem, now you have to select case, and now you are more or less like a problem owner or expert or consultant, and you have to do the site characterization. And then we have been talking about this risk assessment or using these PIMA values to replace the complicated risk assessment. And Now you have found, or you are supposed to find now, next, some suitable case which contains environmental contaminants either in soil, groundwater, or sediment, and the values are higher than allowed. And now you need to make this PIMA announcement, ilmoitus, to the local environmental center, and then they give you a decision to either continue as you have been planning, or then they have to give you feedback and give some more instructions in order to guarantee that you follow the quality assurance of this project and that there will be no occupational exposure or extra hazard for the environment, and then you can go on. And here it's a little bit different order, because for the practical reason, in order to find a nice site, you have to now to take the decision of ELY Center and start to collect information backwards and write a PIMA announcement, PIMA ilmoitus, because that is the only way to get the information, because authorities transfer the information from the PIMA ilmoitus to PIMA decision. So and you can find the form from the site, and also the instruction, very clear instruction what you have to include into this announcement. And the idea of this announcement is that this is a quick procedure. So the authorities has to give their decision within 45 days. And if your problem relates to the case that you also need an environmental permitting, this is much more laborious project, and it goes to the AVI center, and you can have to wait longer time for that. But this kind of easy cases, they need just this announcement. And the form looks like that, couple of pages plus annexes, and annexes are maps and measured concentration and this remediation plan. Then I would like to say to our international students that a very similar procedure occurs also in other countries. Last year we had students from America and from Japan and Austria and from Spain, and at least they found very similar form from British Columbia. And our Spanish student was able to fill this form, perhaps with the help of some Finnish colleagues, but that group took a real case in somewhere in around Barcelona, I think. Rico is from Barcelona, and they have this site contaminated by hydrocarbons and mixture of all kinds of nasty compounds. And they end up to the solution, innovative solution, which was using this kind of barriers to manipulate the flow of groundwater and forcing the water go through a different kind of materials, innovative materials, which are able to cause the catalytic degradation of those harmful compounds. This technique came from scientific article. But the idea, our idea is to try to break the a line of old-fashioned, conventional, traditional safe methods and go to the risky area of innovative new technologies. Because they should be coming. Okay. And also from previous year's material, there was a one case I would like to use as an example. It was a real case. Oh, it is located in Valkeakoski, close to Tampere, and I could find this information, this permit, by combining these words, Valkeakoski, soil pollution, hydrocarbons, and then I was able to find the initial decision from 2017, which was selected by previous group, Suuronen and Virtanen Consulting Group. They were replacing the original problem owner, which is very famous, biggest oil retailer in Finland, Neste Marketing, and that was the starting point, and they transformed, they took the information from the permit and started to fill this form backwards. In reality, it's other way around, that first the consultant problem owner is doing this announcement, fills this form, and the authority in ELY Center transfer this information to the permit and gives some extra advices and perhaps they will ask more characterization, more monitoring. And what I have seen, for example, they have giving some orders to improve, for example, the occupational health and risk prevention methods in some cases. And then, based on this site descriptions, this consulting company Virtanen and Suuronen and Virtanen, yes, they started to open this case by PowerPoint presentation and gave oral presentation starting from the contaminant characterization. Then they explained where this site is located And this is a real case in Valkeakoski and very typical case, old gas station for heavy machinery and what was very typical to this kind of bus filling station, truck filling station, that when you fill the tank, it takes so long time that the driver just went to take the coffee, and what occurred quite often that there was oil overfilling of the tank, and that was the cause of the contamination. And another reason for this kind of contamination is the possible leakage of the tanks when they were underground, and there might have been some holes or corrosion of the tanks. But nowadays, this gas station better equipped. They have collection pools and for the possible leakage and all kind of collection of the possible evaporating compounds in the gasolines, so that this person who is filling the tank is not exposed to the fumes of benzene, gasoline. But also in this case, what is very, very common also, that this contaminated site is now covered by asphalt and gravel. And also very often there has been some excavation of soil, and the soil mass has been digged up and that they are in another place. And what also is typical, that there are buildings and the contamination is under the building. But there are techniques which allows the cleaning of the soil and cleaning of the groundwater, even if there is a building on the site. Okay, you have a case like that. You create whatever you want. Then, by using this PIMA decision, you can copy-paste the information relating to the contamination and site characterization, and what are the measured concentration in different part of the site, and if there is not enough information, you can order, or if you are ELY center inspector, you can say that far too few sampling points, that you should go and drill and make a sampling hole on the ground and get more precise data about the extent of the contaminated area. And you have to define the area and the volumes, and then that is very problematic because everything happens in the AXY axis. This is three-dimensional. And you are working not only on the surface, but also underneath. Usually there are a couple of meters of the soil what is contaminated, sometimes very heterogeneous soil layers, excavated areas, buildings, pipes, connections, cables, and then you have this groundwater level. And what happens in the groundwater level is another story. So you need information what is the direction of the groundwater flow, how fast it is flowing, and the problems of the site characterization. I will come back to all these problems and details what you should take into consideration when doing the site characterization. But anyway, you should be aware what are the contaminants, what are the concentrations, and are they like higher than allowed? Is this site going to be like a residential area? Then you have to take the more strict values. But if it's just like a parking area or industrial area, then the guideline, that this guideline level is not so strict. And then you have to know the volume of the contaminated soil and characteristics of these contaminated soils, because it's really big difference if it's gravel, sand, or clay. So very, very difficult and needs a lot of geological and hydrogeological skills to do this. But yes. And then compare how clean is clean enough. And by comparing this measured concentration to this allowed concentration, you should identify the extent of this problem. And in that case, they have identified that the surface area of the contamination, or this must be volume of the contamination, it's 300 cubic meter, which is actually quite a small amount of contaminated soil. And in this case, in Valkeakoski, this gas station was not located, fortunately, in the important groundwater area, and the future land use was not so sensitive. And they chose to follow the PIMA guidelines, but this is a step. That if you think that you have a better option, and you for example, that for example, that if you follow this PIMA values, the volumes would be so huge and so expensive, and the conditions are, for example, safe, and you can take this risk-based remediation goals, and instead of using this PIMA value, you can go either lower or higher value. But then it's a little bit more work, because you have to convince the authorities that these calculations and risk assessment is realistic, and that's why in 90% of the cases the problem owners and authorities, they want to take these PIMA values because it's simple. Okay. We have been talking about different kind of alternative remediation techniques, physical, chemical, and biological techniques. And now it's your turn to challenge the real remediation option, which has been digging the contaminated soil from the gas station and probably transported it to somewhere in hazardous waste landfill, either in Riihimäki or Tampere. I think they also have in Tampere places where they can take at least soil contaminated by hydrocarbon. And they have considered two different on-site, but anyway, ex situ treatment for the heap of contaminated soil somewhere. One is soil washing with the biosurfactant or polystyrene or commercial products. And one line of our research is also this soil washing. So we are working with Vapo, and they are developing different kind of products from the peat material. And we hope that some kind of humic of product from peat has characteristics releasing the contaminant from the surface of the solid material into the liquid phase to act some kind of a surfactant. And the use of the peat product is not our invention. Well, we are copying it from Italy and from Russian. There are several patents of this product based on the peat for the soil washing purposes. But the consulting company Suuronen and Virtanen chose to enhance the biodegradation of the biopile by different kind of biosurfactants produced by bacteria. And as you can see, all of those innovative methods, they have pros and cons. And the biggest problem is that you have only lab or pilot and material and results. And laboratory and pilot scale conditions are usually quite small scale, and to repeat the same treatment in reality during the winter time, for example, in Finland, compared to something what is working in Italy, there are plenty of challenges. Plenty of challenges. But let's have a look. Yes, the consultants are going to build this kind of biopile. In fact, this is not even very, very exotic. In fact, this is the basic kind of biopile or composting of the contaminated soil when there is any chance for the contaminant to degrade. But they have selected to use technology which is the use of the bacteria or some compounds produced by bacteria. And this is based on the article in International Biodegradation and Biodegradation, yes. And this is application of biosurfactants for enhancement of bioremediation process of crude oil contaminated soil. So, and we have produced, I have produced, my group have produced, my doctoral and masteral students have produced masteral theses and scientific articles which promise that by injecting hydrogen peroxide or ozone or oxygen releasing compounds, this kind of biopile, you can enhance the biodegradability and you can solve the problem with less money. And as I promised, we will practice different options for the soil contaminated by diesel, mainly diesel hydrocarbons in the laboratory, starting from the 8th of February. And I will make a time schedule, and I hope that as many as possible from you also can join in the lab work and start to play with different techniques for the contaminated soil. Do you have any questions now?